What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Donations. It's the perfect day to get up and get after it, and I hope you're doing just that. As the first signs of the change in season start to reveal themselves, I have been reminiscing on a recent Friendsgiving. Dinner had just ended, and my friends and I found ourselves knee-deep in a card game. I think the game was called something like Most Likely To, and the premise of the game was to draw a card and have the group vote on who was most likely to do or be whatever the drawn card suggested. One of the cards that came up was something along the lines of who is most likely to be a motivational speaker or be the most motivational or something like that. And after I ended up being the group's vote for the card, one friend suggested I say something really quick for a toast. It was perfect timing because a day or two prior, I had written down this random thought that came to my head in the midst of a very trying week. So we raised our glasses and I said, just because you're having a hard time, just because you're struggling, doesn't mean you aren't doing it right. Keep going. Now, in the time that's passed since then, I've seen many versions of struggle. I've witnessed and have experienced the struggle that is navigating the complexities of dating, love, and relationships, and the toll they take. I've seen and again experienced the struggle with mental health and the barriers it can create. And I've seen and experienced money and financial struggles and how much they can feel like shackles around the ankle. The struggle can be one of life's biggest teachers. It can sometimes feel like we're cruising along the road of life, only a couple of miles away from a destination we've been trying to reach for a while now. When the train track lights start flashing and the barricades come down, forcing us to wait. Forcing us to stop and face trials and tribulations. And while those things make way for growth, it can still be extremely disheartening and frustrating. Struggle also has this uncanny ability to create fear. And when it comes to reaching your destination or your goals or fulfilling your dreams or your heart's highest hopes, fear can be extremely dangerous. I can't tell you how many times I've allowed fear to convince me that remaining in my comfort zone was the best possible option. Nor how many times I watched the world pass me by when I did just that. Fear does nothing but convince us to choose the path of least resistance, to choose what's easy and familiar. And so we feed into a life where we protect ourselves from any disappointment or rejection. If you think about it, that is allowing fear to make decisions for us, to run our life, when we let fear in. This is why, if you ask me, I think it's important to remain steadfast, especially through the struggle. Fight through what you have to fight through, and trust that the sun will rise again in the morning. Don't become complacent. Don't give in to comfort. Don't let fear in. I know that's easier said than done sometimes, but just remember that what you're working towards is worth more than a life run by fear. And remember that forward motion is not always a straight line, but sometimes a backup or a reassessment, a redirection, or a lesson learned while we wait for the train to pass. Don't let fear sprout and redirect you. Your wants, your goals, your dreams are important, and it's in neglecting fear that we create pursuits of passion, pursuits of the heart. Head on over to Instagram, give your boy a follow. I've got all the links to all my other socials tagged there. And don't forget, I'm always available for any questions, comments, or feedback, or if you just want to chat. So go out there and push fear aside. It's got no place here. I hope you have a great rest of your day. And until the next one, be careful, and I'll see you on the other side.